You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Well, we're continuing on with the five lies of Islam. Lie one, that Islam is a religion of love. Lie two, that Islam is a religion of peace. Lie three, that Allah is just another name for God. Lie four, that Jesus of the Muslims is the same as Jesus of the Christians. And lie number five, that the Quran is a holy book. So, who is Allah? Let's talk about that today. To understand Allah, you have to understand Muhammad. Muhammad was a 26-year-old camel driver when he heard voices, which he claimed was his revelation. Now, Muhammad was a victim of an illness that was similar or even possibly epilepsy, where he would froth at the mouth and have seizures. And during these seizures, he would hear voices. And Muhammad says in the Quran, I listened to the jinns. Jinns is the Arabic word for genie. The Quran also states that there are good genies and bad genies. He states that everything he heard from the jinns, he put into the Quran. That includes both Jewish and Christian beliefs, but also the black pagan stone at Karaba, the shrine in Mecca, that they all pray to and worship. Now, Muhammad woke up in his cave and was gasping and hearing voices, and the voice supposedly said, Muhammad, right. Well, there's a problem because he didn't know how to read and write. The Christians and the Jews know how to read, but the average Arab camel jockey didn't know how to read, and Muhammad couldn't read or write. So he ran home to his wife and tells her about this experience, and of course she loved her husband, and she told him that if he heard a voice, then he had to be a prophet. So neither the Jews or the Christians would accept him as being a prophet, so he went to the pagans of Mecca, where they prayed to this black stone god. But see, they had 360 gods, one for each day of the year. And their most important god was the god of the moon. And that's probably why the crescent moon occurs on most Muslim flags and on top of their mosques. But the totally moon-based Islamic calendar may also be the reason. You know, the Bible in Deuteronomy states that the penalty for worshiping heavenly bodies is death. The Quran in Fusat 47 prohibits Muslims from worshiping the moon, however they do it. Imitating Judaism, he decided to recognize only one God, and the Muslims call this God Allah. Islam, like Judaism, is a monotheistic religion, but Allah is not the same as the God of Judaism, and certainly not the same as the God of the Christians either. It's the same if you stripped away all the pagan gods of Greece except for Zeus. You know, if you did that, would Greece then have a monotheistic religion? Well, yes, but Zeus is still not the God Most High. There's a problem. So most Christians and Jews just can't get it. They don't seem to understand that, and there's a problem with it. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.